Hey there, Gavin Gear here from the Extreme Windows blog, and I'm joined today by Rob Relier from the Connect for Windows team. Rob, some of the developers out there in the developer community probably know you for your work on WPF and XAML. Can you give me a quick overview of some of the things that you've done at Microsoft?
Sure. Well, I've been on the Internet Explorer team, the WPF and XAML team, and now the Connect for Windows team. I've been a program manager most of my career, and including lead program manager roles and group program manager roles, and also an architect for a while. I was so excited by the Connect for Windows technology that I wanted to get my hands very dirty with it. So I became an individual contributor program manager again, and I've been absolutely having a great time.
Awesome. So there's a lot there for developers to use in the Connect for Windows SDK, and I actually had an opportunity to write an app doing human presence detection.
I saw that.
Yeah. Thanks for your help with that. Yeah. For those that don't know about Connect for Windows and the SDK, can you kind of give us a quick guided tour of some of the functionality that's exposed from the sensor and what people can do?
Sure. Well, the Connect for Windows sensor is a pretty amazing device. It provides what I like to classify as three main feeds of data. The first is color, and so it basically provides a color video feed. But to developers, it gives you basically a picture 30 times a second. Mm-hmm. And you take that picture and you can use that data however you'd like. And there's lots of different uses for different image processing or just showing, cutting out everything but the people. We call that green screen. There's lots of interesting use of that color data. Mm. Beyond the color data, there's also this pretty amazing data feed, which a lot of the other magic is built on top of, and that's the depth stream. The depth stream also is a bunch of bytes giving you 30 frames per second, mm-hmm. and instead of telling you what color each of these pixels are, it tells you how many millimeters away those objects are. So you're able to understand, hey, this is 2,000 millimeters, 2,003 millimeters. And given that, we're able to build a model of the space and of people around it.
So this is the projected grid of infrared dots and the infrared camera in action then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then there's also a pretty amazing microphone. There's a microphone array in the Connect sensor. There's four microphones. And using that, as you can see in this application, Connect Explorer from our SDK, there's blue knobs here that point towards the sound source. And so
yes.
As I speak, go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, I noticed it says source angle. So that's literally taking the array microphones and calculating kind of the direction to the person that's talking?
Yeah, based on how long the audio takes to reach those different microphones, it's able to go ahead and understand the angle. And given that, it's able to go ahead and aim its beam angle towards that sound source and separate that sound from other sounds in the room. So you're able to get a good clear signal of audio, and instead of wearing a headphone with a microphone, you can be across the room and still have good audio.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So people take applications and speech enable them and take that great audio feed and make that possible. So mm-hmm. that's the Xbox Play, Xbox Pause. Mm-hmm. So any of your applications could be speech enabled using Connect for Windows. On top of that color, depth, and audio, one of those values that developers can take advantage of is speech recognition mm-hmm. On top of the audio feed. On top of the depth feed, they're also able to go ahead and do tracking people, tracking human presence. So if we stand up, you'll see that we're able to go ahead and track skeletons. Here it's tracking two people. It mm-hmm. actually knows where six different people are, and it can give you either 20 joints or 10 joints if you just want the upper body.
Yeah.
People are doing pretty amazing things with that.
And obviously a lot of the gameplay is built on skeletal tracking on the Xbox.
Right. But you'd be surprised at how many different things people are doing. From your application tracking human presence mm-hmm. in the room to pause media or play media to looking at different building materials and understanding if they're damaged or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or
gestures. I've seen a lot of gesture-based implementations that would use, you know, joint angles and that kind of a thing. So
absolutely.
An intuitive interface, for sure.
Right. So then beyond skeletal tracking, there's also another exciting technology that released in May, and that's face tracking. So here we'll see Looking at the color feed and other data, we're able to go ahead and track faces and understand the roll, pitch, yaw, and give more than 80 points of your face, including where your eyebrows are and how your mouth is shaped. So people can do interesting things on top of that. So building on top of just knowing if there's a person there or not, you can now tap more into what is that person doing? What are they looking at? Why? Are they happy? Are they sad?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to see how that might impact Windows games, you know, being able to look left, look right, track expressions. I mean, there's just kind of an infinite number of possibilities, you know, with face tracking. So that's really neat.
Yeah, people are doing great things with it.
Cool. So 1.5, people can install the 1.5 SDK, and they can do a lot of what we talked about. What would be some of the new stuff for vNext?
Right. So we just announced vNext earlier this week. Mm-hmm. We basically said we've got another SDK update coming. It's coming October 8th, and that SDK update has some exciting things in it. First of all, the Kinect sensor is going to be available in more countries. It's going to be available in China for the first time ever, as well as 6 other countries.
Wow, that's a bigger market for sure.
Absolutely. So that'll be 38 countries by the end of this year that Kinect for Windows is available in. The software, of course, is free. The sensor you pay for. The free SDK update is coming October 8th, and we're adding a lot of great value. We're doing 3 main things. One, we want to make sure that people can get as much data as possible so they can do more with Kinect. Now, we talked about color and depth and audio and skeletal and so on of all the great data feeds. We want to open up more data feeds. So there's two that we've announced so far, and there'll be more in the future that we talk about as well. One is extended depth. We showed you extended depth data before, and we talked about telling you how many millimeters things are away. Well, that data really lasts up to 4 meters. We're now expanding that so you can get to 10 meters and beyond.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now we don't do skeletal tracking in that far distance, but we are able to provide a lot of great data. And our goal is to make sure that we give the sensor data to you, the developer, so you can do great things with it. And there's a lot of things that people can do with this depth data in different situations.
Yeah, I've already got some ideas brewing on that.
Right. And then we also announced the fact that we're doing color camera settings. So when you're in different lighting situations, like here or in an exhibition hall, the lighting might be very different, and you want to change your white balance and your color and your saturation and your hue. We've got about 15 different properties where you're able to go ahead and have fine level of control to make sure you got the greatest color image possible.
Wow, that's really cool.
Beyond that, we're trying to increase developer efficiency, so we're continuing to build lots of great samples. One that we talked about in the blog was something that shows off great ways to build user experiences that use Kinect for interaction with user interfaces. The guidelines that we published in 1.5 were the Human Interface Guidelines, the HIG, and they talk, you know, it's a 70-page document that talks all about building great Kinect applications, building great Kinect experiences. So we're doing a lot in that space as well. And with Windows 8 coming out in October, and many developers already have it in hand, we wanted to make sure that the Kinect for Windows applications, the desktop applications, would run great on Windows 8. Would run great on .NET 4.5 and would work well with Visual Studio 2012. So we did all the work to make that possible.
Nice. So you're reducing developer friction with the latest tools. I like that idea.
Yep. So I wanted to show you just those two little demos of the more depth data. So we'll go back. Going to launch Kinect Explorer again. And then using Kinect Studio, which is a tool that we shipped in 1.5 that allows you to basically play back and record or play back data. That's mm-hmm. data. You'll notice here that we have a 3D view of the room.
You can see our softbox lights here. That's awesome.
Yeah, the lights are cool. but the nice thing to notice here is that, well, in the past, the data was cut off, the depth data was cut off here at this red line. That was mm-hmm. the 4-meter mark. And so here you can see that we're up into 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 meters, still seeing the color data and tying that together with this data. So it's very useful for developers to do things there. So that's extended depth, and I'll give a brief demo of the color camera settings as well. So you'll notice there's a lot more tabs here.
Oh, yeah.
The exposure settings, you're able to go ahead and change auto exposure, change brightness, do different backlight compensation modes. We can also go ahead and change a lot of the color settings as well, like turn off auto white balance and do your own white balance and contrast hue, etc. So those are two of the features that we have in vNext of our SDK. We've said that we're going to come out with a new SDK every 2 to 3 months. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's overcommitting. two to three a year.
Yeah.
And we've done that. We shipped in February, we shipped in May, and now on October 8th, we're looking forward to bringing vNext to the world, and there should be a lot of other exciting things in there as well.
So you guys are really busy.
Very busy. It was a busy summer.
Well, I want to just extend my gratitude for you coming to visit me today, and I'm looking forward to seeing the full list of functionality and actually playing with vNext when it is launched. If people want to know more about Connect for Windows, where should they go?
Yeah, connectforwindows.com starts you off. We have a Twitter feed, blog posts. Stay tuned there.
Cool. Well, I hope that you'll go to those resources. And if you want to read my full write-up on vNext of Connect for Windows, go to windowsteamblog.com/EWP. Thanks.
Great. Thanks.